Hey, and it's April the 2nd. This is Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 Eastern Standard Time. And this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Welcome, everyone. And to all those later on listening to the archives, this hour has been prayed for, and so we know that it's going to be providential. Want to say blessings to all those and appreciate the emails that came in on Wednesday night. It's always good to hear from those listening different places all over the United States. And listen, if you're listening outside the United States, even if it's the archives, send us a note. Let us know. We'd like to acknowledge that and let you know that we appreciate you listening. Listen, we've got the end of a series we begun on Monday, Spiritual Counterfeits Project, The Quest to Replace God. Spiritual Counterfeits Project, The Quest to Replace God. Now, that's how it began in the heavenlies. That's how it's going to, you know, show itself as Antichrist will enter the temple and declare himself to be God. So it's all about, doing all that can be done to obscure or to annihilate or to get rid of God. Now, that's a spiritual quest. You would think that somebody who is spiritual would be connected to God Creator, to God Redeemer. But again, not all spirituality flows from God. Not all spiritual experiences and events, occurrences, doctrines, teachings, individuals speaking by the inspiration of spirits, it doesn't all come from God. And if it doesn't come from God, where does it come from? And why do they want to lie about God? Why do they want to mislead people? Why do they want to take people away from God? Now, Jesus even taught that a dark spiritual presence would even come to steal the word of God, the things that Jesus said. And the goal is for the dark side to steal that away from individuals, so that they cannot believe and be saved. They are fighting, this counterfeit spirituality is fighting against people finding God. Now, I think that that is a lethal and dangerous and destructive spirituality. So wherever you find this counterfeit spirituality teaching people against God or trying to replace God with a fake, listen, if you don't have God, you don't have the presence of God, if you don't have the living Christ, and the question would be, what spirit then gives you your experiences, your teachings, well, the events in your life? It's very clear that they're here, operative as never before in human history. It's clear there's a massive agenda to bring great deception. So we are in the middle of the spiritual, I call it the spiritual fuzz. We are just literally spiritually fuzzy out there. I heard some people on TV the other night saying that they are spiritual. And once again, it reminds me in the end of the 60s, the beginning of the 70s, those are the words that came off my lips. I didn't know God. I didn't know Christ. I didn't have the power of the Spirit of God inside of me. But I said that I was spiritual because I practiced a form of, it's called Golden Buddha meditation and getting out of the body and certain disciplines. And I'm reading materials from masters in the system I was in. And so I would say to people that I'm spiritual. Yet the spirituality I had did not come from God, and it surely did not lead me to God. So if you and I are living in the age in which the ramping up of counterfeit is here, well, today we're dealing with the fourth part of this series. Monday night, it dealt with a fallen cherub and counterfeit, the evolution to godhood, actually. And then Tuesday night, the masquerade, the physics of darkness. And then Wednesday night, the three main powers of satanic counterfeit. Tonight, The title, Ripping Off the Lid of Dark Powers, Their Exposure, Defeat, and Destruction. Let me tell you something. That is exactly what happens when God in human flesh shows up on the scene. All Jesus had to do was to walk into a temple. All he had to do was walk into an area where there were demon-possessed, I mean, individuals that had dark powers inside of them and on them. And by the sheer force of the presence of Christ, demonic presence was exposed, outed, and then by, of course, his command, usually the Greek word ek, just sternly telling them to get out. Now, there were some encounters that Jesus had along the way. And we see that his coming into this world involves a very big and important part that all the body of Christ should be teaching and living in and realizing. Listen, if you're part of the body of Christ, then you know that we've been birthed in the context of a spiritual war. And it's all about a war for the souls of men and women and children. And I can tell you confidently that the dark side doesn't care, fights against you and others from ever coming to know God. They'll give you every spiritual used up bone that hell has to offer. They'll give you every possible counterfeit, tantalizing experience, incredible event, counterfeit miracles, counterfeit signs, counterfeit wonders, counterfeit charismatic gifts, counterfeit speaking in tongues, counterfeit word of knowledge, counterfeit powers all across the board. And listen, most of the church needs to realize that all these powers of the dark side, counterfeited, that are meant to look like the right thing. That's the entire issue. They're meant to look like God's power, God's grace, God's signs and wonders, God's charismatic gifts, God's healing, and God's redemptive power. That's what the counterfeit is supposed to look like. They want to look like the real thing. They want to manipulate and make people think that it is the real thing. You do a study this week as believers in Christ out there. By the way, let me say welcome to all the believers in Christ out there. Thank you. From time to time, a number of you have sent me emails just simply saying that you're praying for us. And we ask for those prayers and we appreciate those prayers. And I believe we can feel the prayers as God's hand is here. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us that you can help us by your prayers. So please do pray for us, think about us, and we appreciate that and appreciate the notes that we get. And we're trying to catch up. Listen, on the emails, we apologize. We're close now to 800 behind, and we're trying to do even more and more, but it's just impossible on a physical level. But we love you. We're trying, and we'll continue to get to as many as we can. See, we're engaged here on this 4 nights a week live, and then we do a couple of others during the week in which we put up as broadcast on the weekend. The series on ESP, HSP, on Homo Satanas, on Psy Wars, the brand new series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. And then we were actually adding to the Michigan Conference, which we didn't get to do one yesterday, but we'll add a few more to the Michigan Conference. But we're getting ready to leave in about another 4 to 5 days. We're going to be taking off for St. Louis at the conference down there entitled The Truth Is Out There, A Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. And you can go to shatterthedarkness.net and scroll down. You can take a look. You can click on where it talks about the St. Louis Conference. And listen, we hope that you'll come. Sign up. Love to see you down there. Dr. Gregory Reed, Dr. Mary Jo Schneller, and Tony Cal, and also Lynn Marzulli will all be down there. And that's going to be a great conference this next weekend. Just a week away. And we will also be down in Nashville the 23rd, 24th. And I saw some of the things are going to be up there and the speakers, so we hope that you will take a look at that also. Maybe some of you will come Sunday night. We'll engage again live with the chat and everything else. But tonight you are able, if you'd like to, you can email me during the show, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. We'll have our newsletter out for the first one in April 2010, probably by tomorrow sometime. So take a look at those events. And if you didn't go to the Michigan conference, well, we've recorded all of it. And we're now even adding three or four more hours to it. It's already up on the web, so you can find it. Take your time, shatterthedarkness.net. And we're all about tonight, you know, being aggressive about the issue of ripping off the lid of dark powers. Let me tell you something. They absolutely, I have seen the battle. I have seen them furious and vulgar and cuss and mock and scream and threaten me as they've been outed in individual lives. I've seen people, where the demonic wanted to hide deep down in them. But as we began to pray, again, by the sheer force of the living presence of Christ and the authority that he's given us, they are forced to come forward. There's even individuals that have listened live or listened to other broadcasts as we've prayed and engaged. They've acknowledged and wrote me emails. I mean, we've got individuals that are still deep into underground Satanism. And they know they have demonic powers. And they know that they go through a battle at times to even listen. It's amazing to me that they're even listening at all. It really is. We've seen on the series of Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, and others that we've been doing, a lot of downloads in Rome, around the Vatican, right in Vatican City area. We have invested a lot in trying to engage. For years and years, we have done some counter-infiltration into the Catholic Church. Now, I want to mention, maybe many of you have Catholic family members or others, or maybe you've been one that have been sexually abused in the Catholic system. We right now are infiltrating one. There's folks we know that are infiltrating. Actually, they're plotting infiltration and praying concerning two local Catholic churches. And it's because there is a dark, lethal Satanism that hides itself inside the structure of the church. I mean, even when Jesus was with the disciples at the Lord's table, guess who came into the room? Acts chapter 5, guess who sought to come into the church? Infiltration is spoken about even in the book of Galatians. I did a two-hour piece on the plotted, and I outlined the tactics and methodology used in underground, the transgenerational type, the bloodline type, where the creation of chosen ones, warriors for the Antichrist, all across the board. Please don't forget that in the Catholic system of things, which is a mixture of political ideology, of Christianity, but it's been changed, and there's definitely some issues. But my point here today is to say that I not only totally believe, from all the individuals I've dealt with, the Vatican itself, the Catholic system, has been deeply infiltrated. There are many, many satanic chosen ones within the system. And we have been pursuing two cases locally. Of course, William Kennedy, commissioned by Malachi Martin to dig into, like Cardinal Law and others, that have been protected in the system. See, the shadow, I mean, there's a lot of people that are trying to do good there, but there's a shadow infiltration, and it's not just sexual pedophiles. Many of the cases, of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases, and now the lid is blown off in Ireland, England, Germany. I mean, this is true in Rome. This is true across Italy. And I gave you statistics not too long ago of one report there in Italy of, I think it said, 8,000 different satanic type groups, 600,000 known members. And the Vatican scrambling to come up with exorcists because they're undone. Now, I've got a friend that has sent me a note here. And it was titled, I got down here tonight, and here's what it says. And again, this is part of ripping off the lid of dark powers. Part of the work that we do and have done means that individuals from Europe, from Canada, from across the United States have literally sent to our P.O. box literature, whistleblowing literature, literature that exposes satanic encroachment, activities, rituals, names, places, so forth. We can't keep up with all of it. I mean, we're just going to have to build more and more warriors and link more and more volunteer staff and do more and more to all of this. Because on the one hand, as the Bible said, there's going to be this massive ramping up of the dark side as never before. We all know this, and we feel this sense of ominous darkness in the air. That's because behind the feeling, behind the energy, are the entities and the mounting up for the next big event. The chaos is definitely coming. The massive chaos that will bring massive violent collapse. And out of that dust, a phoenix, a masqueraded but very supernaturally powerful new regime and spiritual world leader will rise. Now, we all know this. Most of you all understand this well. Two issues here. If you're a believer in Christ, realize what your mission is that God gave in reaching the world. And if anything, that needs to be ramped up as never before. Because that's where God's heart, God's power, that's where God's hand is. All you got to do is read the book of Acts, you're going to see that. God does not move among a silent and suppressed church. God does not move in silent and suppressed believers hiding among the rocks because they hear Goliath screaming, you know, all of the mockery. So for believers, a lot of what you're hearing right now is simply saying, what is the Spirit of God saying that we must do? As we look at the Word of God, we need to ask ourselves that if we love Jesus, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey what I say. You'll obey the teaching. And that will bring about the hand of God, the manifestation both in and through our lives of the great power and might of God. That includes power encounters in which by Christ and his authority and power will once again not only rip the lid off the dark side, as we see in the book of Acts, as we see in Ephesus, in Corinth, in Thessalonica, in all these cities. We see God at work, where God is working through believers. Massive, massive kingdom power. Simply this, God's, Christ's literal, living, authoritative power is expressed. Now, the dark side will always hate that. And they want to operate, and I said this Wednesday night, one of the three main powers of the satanic presence and agenda is staying hidden, or at least until they can unleash and get great control. That's how it is in an individual life, in a family line, in a city or nation, and that's how that principle will spell itself out globally. You know, coming with the counterfeit, the masquerade, and an individual lets a little bit, through meditation, through the Ouija board, through Reiki healing, through occult practices, through taking in psychic readings and believing them, you open the door. They will begin to spiritually layer you. Inch by inch, they'll take a mile eventually. Possession almost never occurs. Full-blown, massive, controlled possession almost never occurs in one single moment. If you're listening right now and you've given them an inch, if you're listening right now and you thought that it was just spiritual powers, new age spirits, translucent beings, alien presence, if that's what you think it really is, why don't they lead you to Christ? Why don't they lead you to God? Why do they give you a substitute, counterfeit Christ, counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit experience? Oh, they'll preoccupy you. As long as they can keep you away from God. And Jesus taught very clearly that is part of their agenda. You know how you could rip the lid off the dark powers? I'm going to give you some ways tonight. I'm going to mention about three or four things tonight that involve this ripping the lid off. Let me say this right now. If you are a believer in Christ, if you're going to be obedient, filled with the Spirit of God, and be out there witnessing for Christ and becoming a powerful, powerful prayer warrior, you will be involved constantly in ripping off the lid of dark powers, seeing their exposure, defeat, and destruction. Do not forget the words of God in 1 John 3:8. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. He is about lying, stealing, killing, destroying, ripping people from God, and eventually, listen, hell's glory would be to take you to hell and to steal you eternally from God. If you think you have a spirituality and you're listening right now and you have a presence in your life, but you know that it doesn't lead you to the living Christ, to total forgiveness, the gift of eternal life, knowing God joyfully in His presence, power, personally, then what you have has not come from God. It's real but wrong, real but deadly. It can lock you into hell's grip. And only the living presence of the living Christ. That's why the Bible teaches that whosoever calls on the name of Jesus. Did you know? And I know this very well. Individuals who've come into our offices that we've met on the street or in the field that are demon possessed, they all know that their demons fear the presence of Christ and are exposed knowing the power of His name. I have seen it happen hundreds of times. The sheer power of the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 10. The disciples, the young disciples come back. And they were overjoyed. They never seen this happen before, but they said, "The spirits submit to us in Your name." The same thing is seen in Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 16, when Paul says in the most simplest and clearest of terms, speaking to the demon possessing a girl, he says, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And it left her. Maybe some of you right now have spirits in your life. Maybe you've opened the door and you don't know how to get out. Maybe it was through drugs. There's going to be a great ramping up of the kind of drugs that open the spiritual gateways. And ayahuasca will be leading this among 2012ers and New Agers. And it's amazing to me that people will play literally spiritual Russian roulette with this. They will literally dance with the same demons that led the Mayans to slaughter humans in human sacrifice and think that they are spiritual, think that they are shamans. Just because it's a real experience doesn't mean that it's right. Clearly doesn't mean that it's come from God. Now, I began to tell you about a friend out of Texas that sins. And here's the title. Abuse hotline set up by Catholic Church in Germany melts down on first day as 4,000 people phone in Germany, hotbed of ancient, listen, France, Germany, hotbed of ancient European, you know, this is where the black mass comes from, the hoods. And this is where using the host and the baby and the virgin and the altar and all of that in Latin backwards and listen, deep, for over 50 years, the black flame has deeply infiltrated the Catholic Church system. And the fake priests, not just pedophiles, but also involved in deep satanic ritual. I can only tell you this much. We've engaged those sent out of a hidden group within the Catholic Church in our area. They were sent by this underground satanic system to us, to me. They sent a nun, a Catholic nun, to come to us. On the one hand, we did prayer. We did surveillance. We did a lot more than they knew we were capable of. And we found out stories about death, sex with boys, Satanism, dark presence. And then the nun disappeared. One of the cases involves a baby dead, but at one time taken at least to the cemetery of the old Catholic Church. I think a year or so ago we put up the picture of the cemetery, and some have called it Stairway Coven. A lot of pagans and Wiccans, but deep Satanists have been out there many times. The father of the dead little 13-month-old that was, well, killed in satanic ritual where the man that did it was seeking powers for himself. He's in prison. So is the biological mother, for her part. But it's not over. It's not over at all. The first day I was inside in a service in this Catholic system, as I prayerfully engaged, going, sitting, observing, there right before my eyes was a chosen one. Now, I'm not going to tell you more than that right now, but I'm going to tell you that because of the things that are done to little boys and little girls, because of their forced silence, threats, fear, mind control, and even the splitting of their personality to bury the information, this has gone on. And here's what I think a lot of those, and I have no doubt that either right now live or later on in the archives, that some of those who have infiltrated the Catholic system will recon this show. And they'll listen to every single jot and tittle of what I talk about to see where it is that we are engaged. And let me simply say, in the name of the living God, the living Christ, oh, we're coming for you. You see, so many victims over the years have said, Russ, I wish somebody 40 years ago would have been praying for us and would have rescued us and got us out. Those thousands of little girls and boys taken to Bohemian Grove across the United States and Europe and Canada, Germany and France and Ireland and all over that have been brought into the system. A word from God to the pedophiles, to the Satanists, to the splitters of the human soul and programmers, to dark Luciferians deep inside the Catholic system and even the Vatican. Have you not heard? Have you not read? Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom you must give an account. You read about it in Hebrews chapter 4. You hear the words of Jesus Christ to hurt one of these little ones. It would have been better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and you to be thrown into the deepest of seas than to face Jesus Christ at the judgment. Perpetrators, handlers, watchers, pedophiles, satanic priests, payday someday. Ask your demons. They know. And the more we and you who are listening, we can sit back and scream about it all we want. Screaming about it involves exposure. But it doesn't stop. Even though God commands the body of Christ, Ephesians 5, to be involved in exposing the evil deeds of darkness, let me tell you something that's very, very stupid. For any Christian leaders or believers in Christ to unbiblically, of course, say, don't talk about the devil, don't deal with that stuff, just ignore it. That is contrary to the Word of God. You can't expose what you don't know about. And God says expose. You don't have to participate. We don't participate. But I tell you one thing. In the context of evangelism and the goal of having the fiercest prayer life we can possibly have, to pray for souls to be saved, to pray for revivals to strike, and to pray against the ramping up, the dark operative masquerade, the lethal powers that are seducing people. Pray for the hundreds of thousands of victims that nobody even knows about. I can guarantee you right now in your city, there are victims of satanic ritual abuse and of sexual abuse that once it gets to the law enforcement and lawyers, oh, they'll strip the satanic stuff away. They'll deal with the crime of pedophilia. They'll deal with the crime of sex against, you know, perverted sex against children. Because that's what the law will do. That's what the courts will engage. But I would say to all the victims and all the those that have been brought up in the Catholic system that have been through the sexual abuse, but also through the satanic abuse, it's time for you to scream out. If you're going to tell about the sexual abuse, tell about the satanic abuse. In the name of Christ, may he bring you total healing, guardianship, strength, but also enormous boldness to expose and to fight against this dark side. It is time, really, to just literally come out of this suppressed and sleeping church, take up the cross, be clothed with the power of God, step out of the Great Commission, which will automatically bring you to engagement. You're going to find people that need to come to Christ, that need healing because they've been through satanic sexual abuse. They've been in these systems. And if you pray to find the victims, and if you go searching for the victims, guess what's going to happen? God, in His providence, because of the laws of engagement, and because somebody is praying, because somebody is willing to go, somebody's willing to fight Goliath, great power from God and great providence from God will be demonstrated. So it's time to quit sitting there. That's right. Move to become, listen, become a screamer all you want. But I'm going to tell you right now, screaming about it does not do enough. It involves it involves going after it. If you want to be able to, rip the lid off the dark powers, off their masquerading work, off their lethal stealing of souls, off of their operative work in individuals committed to the dark side that are abusing children sexually and spiritually and taking them through rituals and doing those rituals deep inside the Catholic structure, the black rooms, the basements, deep down in there. You start with your city. You just simply start with a few people and begin to pray, God, bring exposure. Wherever Satanists, wherever Luciferians, wherever they have infiltrated churches in our city, we pray for explicit exposure. We pray for the victims that are right now caught by them to be rescued supernaturally. Listen, in the book of Acts, wasn't Peter rescued? Wasn't he rescued supernaturally? Wasn't there a group of people, all we can do is pray. They were praying. That's why an angel of God showed up where Peter was locked away, guarded, chains, iron gates. If there are really 4.5 million diagnosed cases of satanic ritual abuse, that means 4.5 million individuals in the last 50 years have gone through sexual abuse again and again and again. On slabs, on tables, and they've been abused and used. Their personalities have been split. They've been demonized, and they've been raised by satanic perverts. That need to be exposed, brought to justice, and dealt with. Oh, they use their powers to hide. See, the demons, like in the summertime, demon revels, Satan revels, they love the blood. They love the cries of the children. They love the torture. They love it all. And some of the Satanists that are part of this underground, they are so demonized, they love it too. They lust for blood. They lust for torture. They lust for sexual rape and perversion and control. And they will use their powers to stay hidden. They, among all of the others out there, they know what it is to say, to stay secretive and hidden. They know how to operate in the darkness. The demons have inspired them. But when there are those like David of the Old Testament, that in the name of the God of heaven, that in the name of Yahweh Adonai, that in the name of Jesus Christus, they will step into the field and they will begin to pray and they will begin to ask for God's power to come against and destroy satanic powers, expose them, find the victims, deal with the perpetrators. Where are the fierce prayer warriors in Christ? Where are the incessant, passionate soul winners? Where are those who are going to be absolutely faithful in the midst of battle, even if they're threatened? I think there can be some that might be listening right now that knows what it is to be inside the Catholic system, and you are there as a real believer in Christ, born of the Spirit of God, to pray for the exposure, to look for the smoke of Satan. You begin to get thousands of believers to pray for the exposure of the satanic infiltration of the Vatican and Vatican City and throughout Italy, of the Catholic system and of the others. Don't you just blame it on humans alone. Ephesians 6 says that our warfare is not flesh and blood. That's why we need authority from Christ to crush the dark side and overcome all the power of the enemy. That's why we have been given authority. That's why we've been given and gifted with the power of prayer that would be guided, empowered, and enhanced by the Spirit of God. Are you praying with power? Are you praying with effect? Are you standing fearlessly? If your church has been infiltrated, listen, there are so many deadbeats. Oh, they sit back on their tails. They'll talk about it, listen about it, but won't do a thing. Carnal, grieving the Spirit of God, not obedient to the Word of God, they don't make a difference at all. I pray to God. Today, April the 2nd, 2010. I pray today that whenever anyone listens to this 1 hour, I pray the hand of God to seize you. Mercy, grace, but fierce power from God in these days. We have to battle, on the one hand, grace and mercy and seeking the salvation of souls as our priority. But inseparably, in the other hand, the sword of authority in Christ, ripping off the lid of dark powers, exposing them, and in the name of Jesus Christ, commanding them to be defeated, destroyed, ousted, and sent out. You see, demonized victims... The demons don't care if they're victims. The reason that they want little children and so forth is to render them controlled and passive and to do what they do. Could you imagine the perpetrator? Could you imagine the perpetrators using a church building, bringing a child in, dark, ominous presence? Sometimes unholy, ungodly chanting. The presence and manifestation of dark powers. Ancient languages summoning demons. A child stripped of its clothes and laid on a cold, flat altar. Things are done, things are said, symbols are written. Powers are engaged. Rape. And sometimes cut and spill the blood. Screeching and crying of a child or of a human being doesn't make any difference. It means that it raises the human energies for the demons to latch onto. The more torture, the more pain, the more terror, the more blood, the longer. For the demons, the better. That's why Jesus had no mercy. No mercy on the demonic realm. And if you're a perpetrator listening right now, for the sake of recon and summoning your powers to send against those who seek to expose you, it may be that you have this one moment in time to hear the words of Jesus on the cross. Do you remember? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You are so close to hell. You are so close to eternal destruction. You are so close, not to the breath of your master Satan, but so close to the smoke of hell itself. Just ask your demons. They know. If you want to rip the lid off the dark powers, then some of those of you who are perpetrators, you need to come out, be rescued by the living Christ. The blood of Jesus speaks more than all you've done. Where your sins have been filthy and ugly and perverted and gross, and wrath upon wrath is on your head. Your blood is on your head. Yet, Jesus Christ right now will forgive you, wash you, turn you around. You need to come out of it. Repentance means turn around completely. You need then to expose. I mean, real Satanists coming out of that system, really turning to Christ, I've noticed one thing. Really touched by Christ and delivered, changed, healed, forgiven. You know what they'll do? They'll begin to expose the very dark system they once were part of. So I pray for all those victims out there that God will give you great power and encouragement. Stand by your side as you expose evil deeds of darkness. As you rip off the lid of the dark powers. I began to read to you the article. And I appreciate my friend sending this in. It's been on some of the other news places. But here's what it says. The part they sent me, I'm going to read. And I quote, "An abuse hotline set up by the Catholic Church in Germany melted down on its first day of operation as more than 4,000 alleged victims of pedophilia and violent priests called in." I mean, listen, victims of childhood sexual abuse and most likely satanic abuse, they called in to seek counseling and advice. The numbers were far more than a handful of therapists assigned to deal with them could cope with. In the end, only 162 out of 4,459 callers were given advice before the system was shut down. Here's what it says. Andreas Zimmer, head of the project in the bishopric of Tyre, admitted that he wasn't prepared for that kind of onslaught. You see, if there is a place where victims can find help, find prayer, find protection, they'll come out. Let me give a word of warning. I want to give a warning to all those who are victims, to those who are wanting to become aggressive in their helping to reach victims like this. There are some individuals out there that are in the system of secular therapists, counselors, maybe even cloaked in priest's garb, that are looking to find victims that are coming out to scare them, to warn them, to threaten them. So I'm going to say very clearly right now to believers in Christ everywhere, you are needed to stand up. Hebrews chapter 11 tells me that God can turn your weaknesses into strengths, that you can become absolutely immovable, bold, defiant for the glory of God, for the salvation of souls, and with great, fierce, powerful prayer, thundering against the demonic and those operating in demonic powers. It involves three simple things. The goal to evangelize and reach everybody. That is the rescue mission of God. That is what the cross is all about. And in the context of reaching every single human being for Christ, prayer. Prayer for that to occur. Prayer for God's power. Prayer for God's leading. Prayer that God will open hearts and minds to the gospel. But realizing that it's a spiritual war, and there's counterfeit, masqueraded spiritual presence ramped up, manifested as never before in human history to oppose you, to steal the word of God from those hearing, to bring counterfeit doctrines and signs and experiences, to operate under the table in secret satanic rituals. That's where the majority of the deepest and darkest powers can be raised. So you've got to realize as a believer that there will be a real battle. Just like David on the field with Goliath. I would say to the 4,459 callers in one day that I cry out in the presence of God, Lord, send more laborers. Real laborers who know the breath and the power of the living Christ, the grace and the mercy and the sheer passion of the love of God that will move them to give up anything and everything to reach out to you, victim. That will believe God for power, grace, might, and the fierce righteousness of heaven. Not self-righteousness. The righteousness of heaven. The fury of God against such evil. I believe that if you stand up to say, God, I will be your witness, I'll be a soul winner, I'll be a fierce prayer warrior, and I will even, God, step out to be used to rescue those held in bondage, those victims that still fear to come out. Can you imagine thinking that they're going to provide this big help in a Catholic church in Germany? In Germany, the Black Flame, the Black Forest. In Germany, the Hall of the Dead. Where the inception of chosen ones were fostered as never before in all of history back there in the 40s. Lebensborn. And the children of those spiritually blood-oriented, genetically oriented births. The children are in their 40s. The grandchildren are in their 20s. The great-grandchildren are in their, 4, 5, and 6. Have you realized it's a war spiritually? Have you realized that all that God has said is coming true? Do you realize that we're not too far away from Antichrist, the great revolt, chaos, globalism, and the coming destruction of humanity as never in history? Not one ounce of the power of God, the blood of Christ, has faded. All it takes is for real believers in Jesus Christ to just take hold of all of who he is and what he said. Allow him to live powerfully in you. If you're saved, if you're born again, if you have the gift of eternal life, praise God, you're taken care of. Now get up and serve the Christ who gave all for you. I would urge you today, or when you listen, take out the book of Isaiah. Maybe go read Isaiah chapters 56 through 58. Read about true fasting, true service to God, how to break the yoke, how to spend yourself on behalf of the lost and on victims, how to expose and fight against manifested dark powers, operative systems of dark power. There in your city, there are richly abused people. There in your city, there are those still literally spiritually held in chains. Maybe even kids. Maybe there are infiltrators and priests that are right there in that Catholic church where you're at. Maybe as you pray and thunder the prayers and ask for the hand of God to just rip the lid off of the secret power. Ezekiel 8, God did that. God willed to open a supernatural hole into the substructure of radical evil. What was really going on? God knows. In your city, he knows every single place where there's a ritual, every place where churches have been infiltrated, every place where children are being sexually and spiritually abused and used. It only takes a few of you, but it has to start with you. It has to mean that you'll drop all the excuses. Raise your arms to God in heaven. Here am I, Lord, send me. Isaiah 6. I saw the Lord, Yahweh Adonai, high and lifted up. Listen, he's taking care of all your sins. He's giving you the gift of eternal life. You're indwelt by the Spirit of God if you're a believer in Christ. Here am I, Lord, send me. God asked the question, who am I going to send? Who am I going to send? Who's listening? Who's hearing the voice of the Spirit of God? Who's going to become fierce? Who's going to step on the field and confront the damnable Goliaths of our day? My friends, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. ShatterTheDarkness.net. We love you. Good night.